Thank you so much, everyone. Project of Youth Q, PRQ. Hey, keep your identity rolling with us so we can get a hold of you to help out. Ask me questions if you'd like today, how we want to use our sovereignty investments globally and locally. And I assure you, I need you to keep populating our project ideas. We're going around all the systems. I assure you that you're starting to feel that truth. The projects coming in this week are just incredible. I'll read you a couple of them. If you want to call in today, let's see if PBS can handle the avalanche of you guys. Thank you so much. It fulfills me to get to talk to all your ideas today. PRQ is, thank you. When we collaborate on these radios, it's very, very powerful because we all get excited about each other's ideas. So we get to really go, ah, that doesn't feel good. And, oh, that one feels really good. And it'll start making sense. Like we had 500 people call in and say, I want to do LED lighting for growing vegetables in shipping containers. I kind of think I want my food to grow outside, but I realize we have dynamic environments, and so that's the way it goes. Let me mention a couple projects coming in this last week. This is PRQ projects from India. Yep, got them. Thanks. Keep my encouragement is let's keep drilling on it the way it. The India projects that are coming in, let's make sure we represent, this is a suggestion, not a statement. Let's keep listening to our peers, what they need. And that goes for most of these projects because they don't go anywhere if we don't really care about, it's not to say you don't have a good idea, but selling things really has, to, when you sell projects, it's really about listening. What do we need? And some of our territories, they could care less about sharing their true hearts. So take care. A lot of tricky places on this planet that don't really understand care and sharing. Another project this week, the SOS Silver Plate. So reviewing it, want to make sure you get some wind in your sails. Thank you. Thank you so much. Keep them coming, you guys. Artificial intelligence and machine learning training project. I do like this model a lot. We should be able to get, I will encourage you that as we get older in our tenacity, not age a person, tenacity, we're going to start feeling that AI, it's a tough subject. I have your telephone number and your mom, but for the most part, if I could share with you what is understood 100 years from now, we'll get so sick we won't do it anymore is kind of the short version. And a lot of us will get sick. So it's an uncomfortable statement for me is not everyone's going to make it with us. It's just the way it is. Because the mind control that is here is so pervasive and the human condition is so absorbing. So we're really good at recording everything. But I feel there's always hope to fix it, improve it, etc. Angie's music project, incredible. So many people have your same desire. It's so cool to see you guys all having the same projects. Your words are yours and they're different. We're all starting to look alike. It's so amazing when I get all these emails. I want to encourage you. You have a brother out there. You have a sister out there. You have a peer out there. You have a twin flame out there because you really do. All your projects are starting to look alike. I want a collaboration center. when you call in, aren't we collaborating? Beautiful. Another project, Thank you. High Frequency Conscious Health Healing Retreat Center in NL or SP. Karina, you're amazing. Never stop. Let's take some calls, you guys. This is Project View with Q. Just keep sending them in. When you submit a project, make sure you have your phone number and make sure your intentions are pure, and it works every time. And if you look at how the people homesteading in America, you're seeing them actually doing it because it actually worked. They're really excited. And then people around them get excited. And then we go, gosh, that's a good idea. I should probably quit doing this stuff I don't like anymore. Okay, BBS, I'm ready to go here on some calls. Thank you, BBS. How about Kelly from Oregon online? I might go forward and backward, BBS. Thanks. Kelly from Oregon on line six would like to discuss their project. Kelly from Oregon on line six, what are we up to today, Kelly?
Good to hear you. Good to speak with you. I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much.
We have to jump around a little bit because you never know when we're having technical difficulties. Not everyone wants us to talk. It's pretty fun. I'm on a computer now. I was on a cell phone before. We're jumping around. We got computers and gear. And so it's really not to get you scared or anything, but definitely still working on a few things to clean up things. Kelly, what are you working on today?
Well, I've been yearning since you started PRQ to hear more about projects. Like, I just want to know more. I want to hear more. I want to hear about the project. So just last week I was, I kind of just woke up one day with, okay, well, you brought up collaboration seems to be the key today for all the shows, kind of the tie-in. So I want to create a show that is a catalyst for connection. So I want to be that conduit for connection and give everyone an opportunity and a place to come together and collaborate. And
what did you say?
What did you say? Whatever inspiration, dreams.
Did you just say that you wanted to help?
Say that again?
Did you just say, hold the fort. did you just say you wanted to help other people?
Hell yes. That's a hell yes.
You see, I'm setting everybody up. Where's my thing? Where's my thing? And I go, well, where did you put it?
It's right in my heart center. That's where it is.
Yeah, that's so cool. So what do you think is a good avenue for you? What gets you excited? I mean, there's so many things. We got, first of all, if we're going to use means of exchange, at least in America, we have a way to get us all assets, resources, whatever word you like. But at the end of the day, you have to be excited about what you're doing day in and day out. Where does that reside for you? What's exciting for you each and every day?
You mean to connect and collaborate? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So you're like, do you want to hang out with a bunch of bankers and lawyers, or what are you thinking?
No, I'm creating my own radio show. And so,
is it at the expense
part of the
my
reason
radio
why?
Are you,
no, it's going to dovetail.
Are you really? Okay, go ahead. How are we going to do this?
It's gonna dovetail. So I just, if we want to be the change, we got to be the change, right? So I want to create a radio show that not only allows, it gives the opportunity for people to call in and share their inspirations, their dreams, just their ideas, even just talking about the creative process that they go through, all that, just to connect and collaborate. But I also want to create a, it's so funny how this day has just coalesced into me calling, but, even talking about the nomadic trading system, before we get back to that, we kind of have to create a platform, whether it's cyber nomadic trade system, but, how do we create that distribution process? How do we create Sunshine's Conscious Co-op? So I'm doing a call out, a shout out for, I want to be the conduit, the voice for, you know, the collaboration and connection so people can hear each other. But I also want to shout out for people that want to help me create that platform. So, you know, a place for us to, you know, have a portal or a system where we can, you know, a distribution process or submittals or, you know, if we want to talk with one another, how do we connect? How do we show up? And maybe we have a switchboard or, you know, so I'm just looking for so many people to collaborate with me and coalesce together so we can create that system, if that makes sense, whether it's a website or.
May I ask you a question?
I would love it.
So when I wait for your call, I get really excited. And so my question is, when you call into the show, is it really exciting?
I love to talk to you, and yes, it's very exciting. I'm buzzing okay. right now.
Okay. So now take your project and your desires. If it's like this, if it feels just like this, you know, you can't doubt it, huh?
Oh, no, there's no doubt at all that this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, we'll meet off the phone. Go ahead and call these guys and start a show, and I'll be there.
I already did. It's done.
We already talked about it. I'm telling you.
What's that?
I just wanted you to tell the audience. So I think that as we stop thinking, we will have so much fun with this. It'll get more common, wouldn't you say? It's getting more common to feel our decisions. Is that the direction you're going?
Yes. Be that place where people can come with their knowing of what they want to see show up and, you know, create. Just chat about it all, the process, the projects, and how we create the portal system to get connected together, you know, intrinsically.
Okay, let's see, you know, I'm not going to steer you, but it looks like you would compliment my shows, because I'm waiting for all of you to show up, is basically, I'm a running commercial on who wants to take the next baton, and here you are, thank you. Cool. Any other questions? I can't wait to participate with your show.
Yeah, no, it's really, at this point, throwing the vision, the envisionment out there for everybody to hear, and the people that I have shared it with are, you know, just like, yes, that's what we want, that's what we need, so keep going. And
if you send me your email address, I will give you 700 million emails right now. You can go through all the projects right now.
I don't think I want to do that. But I do have a name for it. It's Connect with Kelly. That's going to be the show name.
You're dust now. You did this on my show. You know how many people are going to get that? What's it called? Connect with Kelly? Do not put your email out. BBS server. They lost their server multiple times, and they won't blame me. They'll just say, we just lost our server again. They do it all. And they have humongous power. These guys have backed up humongous radio and TV stations, and they're still getting. Anyway, I would like to talk to you offline about proper communication. I'll show you one item I have learned about artificial intelligence, positive and negative. If you don't pick up phone calls, but you only make phone calls, that is one way out of AI as far as its efficiency to get the outcome you wanted. So, yeah, maybe. So don't let the bank call you and say you're late on a payment. Call the bank and say, I'd like to make a payment. That dimensional reality works way faster, way more efficient, mm-hmm. and it feels better, and you get better outcomes because they're like, well, when you call them and say, I can't make my payment, they go, all right, when can you? A lot of little things like that. If we just initiate the dialogue instead of react to the dialogue, is a project in itself. How do we proactively communicate instead of pick up? Everyone's picking up emails. Everyone's picking up text messages. We're all picking up phone calls. So you're reacting, aren't you?
Right.
So that's one project I'd like us to really initiate on, at least from my point of view. How do we do that when we love talking to all these people and we love collaborating on these radio shows? We just want to keep going and going and going. And anyway, I'll wait for your incredible celebration. I'll buy some champagne right now.
Thank you so much. I did submit it to you. So I would really, really love to talk with you and collaborate offline.
Thank you so much. I'll do my best. Love you, love you, love you. And thank you, BBS Radio, for helping us. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. We'll stay on top of things here. Let's see, BBS, let me see the topics. We got a few calls here. Wow, didn't know I was so popular. Sheila from British Columbia on line five, BBS. Sheila from British Columbia, writing and living from the heart. Gosh, BBS, it's amazing. You write so many words, and it's probably a bigger sentence than that. You just give me a summary. Thank you, Sheila. What are you doing?
Hi, Q. Good to talk to you today.
What is something that make the game board? I got to have my own game. Don't I? Board game? Hi, Q.
It's awesome.
Good or bad will be the card. The card will go, are Palladians good or bad? Eh. And then, you know, we have got to get a game show going here at least.
Oh, that would be so much fun. So,
where are you at in BC?
I'm in the Kootenays. And, you know, it's so fun being, like, listening to the radio shows because my husband will go, you know, like, well, good luck finding someone else like you, you know what I mean, like in our community or something. And then I'm like, there's Jonah and there's Margaret and there's Bo. And, you know, it just, I don't know, it's like a community without even speaking with anybody.
You want to know a secret?
What?
I lived in Machosin for a year and looking for the dialogue. I was looking for the camaraderie. And I said the same thing your husband said. I can't find anybody. And I did it right. And I did it, like, let's see, 5 years ago. And I impersonated this expression of myself during COVID, too. I wanted to see how everyone adapted to this fake disease and so forth. And you know, I would probably favor your husband's conversation then, but not anymore, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes and no. Because,
okay. There's
you
a
know,
few
when I moved to... Sorry?
There's a few opportunities.
You're kind of cutting in and out.
There is a few opportunities is all I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, it is interesting to see the whole full spectrum of opinions. Mm-hmm. And then when I tap into, you know, my spirit, my intuition, and it really wants me just to observe, and I'm not here to teach anything to anybody, and... I don't know where I'm going with that, but it's like I came from the coast, from the Vancouver area. Like my intuition said, you know, come to Creston. And I was like, where? And it's like Creston Valley. You'll love it. You'll wonder why it took you so long. And so I'm like, if my intuition says to do something, I just do it. And so we, you know, sold the house, packed up. My husband's like, we're going... like where? And I said, and he goes, so you're just gonna go there? And I said, well, I hope you come with me. I really do, but I feel like that's the place. And And so I thought it might have been my forever place, but you know what? I think it was just my place to come heal.
Yeah, I found a lot of places like that for so many people over the years, and even myself. It seems that we, as transition specialists, I'll call us, all of us are walking. So if every person's a walk-in that, you know, is celebrating and passionately attached to their heart, through their heart, as their heart, you'll see that the planet complements it, whether it's water or geography. Is that fair to say to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a lot of us live on the coast, and a lot of us drink, you know, well water that comes off the mountain glacier, and then it stimulates our next attraction. We're just very attracted to so many things. Is that fair?
Definitely, because it was like the mountains, you know, here. I actually got some memories back being out here that when I was, it was like I used to be this, it was like a pioneering family, and mm-hmm. that I was the son, and he was sort of like a horse whisperer, and but he was a sensitive person, and that was like my spirit was in him. And then I realized why, when I came here, I was volunteering for this therapeutic riding center, because every time I drove past it, my head just turned, and I'm like, so just one day I just went up the driveway and said, hi, I don't know why I'm here. And so, and they just teach you everything, and I had never been a horse person. And, but the thing was, like, I knew what the horses were saying. And then, but I had to do the tacking up the saddles and doing that. And I'm like, nobody's asking the horses whether they want that. And so I couldn't continue on with it. And it was like, that was another example of, oh, I want this to be my thing. But it ended up just being an experience. And
cool. I'm so glad you're saying this. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you said you got some of your memories back when you moved to that location. I have an understanding of why that is, but could you isolate why you got some of your memories back when you went to that location?
Actually,
what changed with you?
Oh,
that you
I'll tell you what. You know what it was?
Was it time,
when I
space, someone's calling me? Was it water? What diet? I don't care what it is. Just what do you think you could really isolate there for everyone?
For me personally, I needed to be away from my old life to find out who I am, it was like I hit the reset button, because I didn't have to do anything. If I was doing healing work all day, you know, my husband's he's fine with it, and it was just such freedom to not have any commitments. And so when you spend more time, you know, with your spirit, and hearing intuition, it just opens all of that up, I feel.
Okay, because you gave yourself a free pass to just listen to yourself, or
yes.
It was just clean. Where you were compared to where you are is just cleaner now to pay a little more attention. Could we standardize on that?
Can you say that again, please? Sorry.
Yeah, so you got an opportunity to change your life just for the purpose of paying more attention to yourself, is what you just taught us today. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
That is 100%.
So I got some alone time, and anything that was bothering me, before doesn't bother you now is what you basically said, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And why did I introduce all those things to myself then? Regardless of geography, you're the one who did it. You kept up with all those relationships. You decided to go work at the bank or otherwise. And now you get just quality. You're really looking now at you, aren't you?
Yeah, and what is important to me inside, like I really wanted to be somewhere where, you know, growing my own food and that sort of thing. And you know what? An 80-year-old man taught me how to can tomatoes.
Aren't the old timers the best?
But you know what? His wife had just passed away. Yeah, they are the best. His wife had just passed away a year before, and he was like, what am I going to do now? Because, you know, what am I going to do? I love like canned tomatoes and stuff. And so the Mennonite ladies taught him, and we would always have coffee with him at his coffee shop. And I'm like, would you be okay to, you know, come over and, like, teach us how? Because I never thought, like, yeah, I'll grow tomatoes. I never thought, what am I going to do with them all? Until they were all here. Anyways, he goes, I'd be honored. So he comes over and he teaches me how to can, and it's just liberating. It's just it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I was considering and still considering I'm looking for someone very passionate about this. So we are considering making a radio show that's all about preservation and herbs and natural alchemy. Why we don't use our spice trade anymore is beyond me. There's so many spices we're missing out on in the Western world. And, you know, Dr. Neil coached us so much. And I'm going to see if Dr. Neil will teach us about our stomach through spirituality as well. But that sounds like a really fun opportunity for us to just an hour a day. Let's just talk about myrrhs, incense, you know, so many things that we used to have. But thank you so much. Any other questions for me?
Okay, I do have a question for you. The other night, so I was doing, it just kept, like there was a clearing, it was at nighttime, I'm doing the nightmare clearings I was doing, and it just kept coming and coming, which does grow my fortitude. And I know that you have the silver platter, but I also, sometimes I go general and sometimes I go specific because I want to learn for myself, like what's going on. And then I hear my intuition say, ask you for help. So I did. And it was like immediately this calm, this love came through. And I feel like it was you, but I thought, I'll just ask for validation if that was you.
Okay. So... What does it feel like?
It feels like it was, and I'll tell you why. Because I, the same thing with my intuition, my spirit, that I will hear. And when it said that, and I could just feel it was immediate, you know, a different feeling. And then my intuition said, and this is where, I don't know, maybe I still think it was, but Q wants to ask if you want to go the Creation Light Ship, or if you, yeah, along those terms. And I said yes. And it was just all a feeling of, like, if I was a baby, I'd be held in this love.
Very good. That's correct. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
All right. So you gave me enough information for me to answer you. And so, of course, you're correct. We come into you, so to speak. We don't take over you. So a lot of people are being possessed by channeling. So we're not channeling source. You're requesting more of your authentic self. It's completely different. And that's why channelers are being abducted, is because they can't see the difference. You can. When you go on the Creation Light Ship, have an intention. If you want to go to the learning room, you want to go to the light room, you want to sit in our meetings. The Valeria, so when you go into the zoo settings, are magnificent. The animals can teach you just as much as the learning centers. So if you live in the jungle with the elephants, as an example, they'll have the history of the universe. So you can get a lot done. And because we all have unlimited knowledge. So it doesn't really matter where you go. Do you want to go back to the Creation Light Ship?
I didn't have any of those, like, other than that feeling, I didn't have any other, like, sensory, like, I didn't see anything or hear anything. I just felt
I'm asking, do you want
love.
To be more prevalent? Do you want to be more profound?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we, let's schedule an appointment. I'll tell you, today is your Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what day, but do you want me to take you up to the light ship so you have a little better experience or more comprehensive experience?
Yes.
Okay. So between now and next Saturday, I'm going to go ahead and take you up, okay? Are you okay with me coming into your space and holding your hand to get up there? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. BBS, I'm standing still, by the way. Thank you for... I'll hold the mic. Yes, I will. Anyway, so let's go do that if you're okay with it. So in the next week, looks like you're going to be settled for the next week. So I'm going to go ahead and grab you. And what it's going to feel like is I'm going to go really slow with you.
Okay.
And then it goes really fast. And that gets a little confusing for... So when you leave your consciousness, so as an example, when you go to sleep and I grab you, don't let it be confusing like someone's taking you, because we don't talk. So the information that you get when you are talking to me is not words. We don't use words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We use knowledge so that you won't be duped, so you won't be tricked. So all the light, so there's no way for us to lie to you because you're able to see light. The light language, whatever words you like there. So we're able to ask you permission. Are you ready? You want to go? But it won't be any of those words.
Right.
But it's instant. Is it okay? You want to do that? You want to report back to the gang? You want to report back to the gang for us?
Yeah, I will. Okay, so you know my region, but I'm actually going to be traveling like later this week.
Doesn't matter.
Does that make a difference? You'll know where I am?
Doesn't matter a bit. Because you're the one initiating it. Now, it does matter if you're in a wild place, though. Because you may not... So the goal is to be settled so that you can make sure you get your memories back. So you can get something out of this. And so if you want to do healing, there's massive healing capabilities when I take you up to the ship. Most of the PRQ team I've taken up, they are able to bring back their light bodies into this type of physical body, and it initiates the awakening process. So if you want more knowledge or you want more healing, it's, you know, fill in the blanks, that's how it works. You pick. I'm just going to get you the initiation. I can already see you there now. It's interesting that you can't see yourself with me right now. So it's going to start building from this point on. Is that okay?
Yeah, it is. Sure is.
You should start feeling it all the time now. You'll be able to go whenever you want. You don't need me. So notice that you feel different than when you started the call compared to now.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm totally alive.
There's a little more going on, isn't there?
Yeah, and there was like real yuck that I felt inside of me just before I came on the call, and it's gone.
Nice job. You've taught so many people. Now, how does that work? It's because you have more light in you, working with someone with more light, and it settles you down, and the brain doesn't take so much control receiving information outside of ourselves, does it? It's just you and me now, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes. You are Canadian.
Well, we've had processes about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Did you adopt the Canadian Prime Minister, by the way?
Oh, you know what? But Wayne Gretzky would be awesome. You mentioned that.
Well, he's got a nice feminine side. He's a really good feminine side to him.
You know, this is like, oh gosh, 35 years ago. No, maybe more, 40 years ago. And I was in Edmonton, and the Oilers, the hockey team, were signing autographs. So I went there, and not to get an autograph, but I just wanted to see them. And the whole time, I just studied Wayne Gretzky talking to kids that were coming up to him. And he would mm-hmm. sign autographs, and people would come and go. But if it was any kind of a special needs, for lack of a better term, the amount of time and care that he gave them was over the top. It was so beautiful to watch. And so you can't make that up.
You can't trick heart, can you?
No, it was beautiful. So
yeah, I love this call. Please keep calling me. Okay, so you're going to help a lot of people. If you do have an experience this week, just keep hitting the lines. And I guarantee you, I will, Sheila, I will take you up to the ship to make sure. It's really just to make sure that you can have a conduit so you never have to utilize me again. So you'll always have it. And these are for the audience. This is not an abduction process. This is someone who can choose if they want to see more, heal more, do more, be more. This has nothing to do with something outside themselves. You're from the light, everyone. Sheila's from the light. She's just taught you she's from the light. So do you want to have you ready for it? You have a date?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come get you. But
okay,
I'm not
going to.
I'm not going to come get you. I'm just going to show you the path. You'll never have to call me again is what we're going for. So you'll trust yourself more and more and more and more. Not that I don't love interacting with you. It's that now you'll know so much more information and you don't have to doubt anything about you. I love you.
Which is the goal, isn't it, for all of us?
That's right. That's all I'm doing here is to make sure you can see the truth in everything. I love you very much. Thank you.
I love you too.
Love you very much. Thank you for the call, BBS. Going to Robin from Michiana. I assume that's Michigan, BBS. God, that's funny. On line two, would like an update on the moon. Robin from Michiana on line two would like an update on the moon. Where's Michiana?
I think you spell it wrong. It's Michigan. We all know that.
What?
Yeah.
Center of the universe is not Michiana?
No, it's not Michiana. Unless there's a clue in there somewhere. Are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah, BBS is telling me it's just past Yonderland. So anyway, what are you talking about the moon, man? Moon's big target for me. Go ahead. Let's see what you got, hotshot.
Okay. So I'm just curious. All right. And I'm pretty sure I know what's going on, Like, I just recently was browsing through expansions.com and came across the 13 cube. And in the summary of what that book's about, it talked about, do you experience buzzing, humming, high-pitched noises? Which I have been all week long. And it all started when the moon came out. Now, is this some of my programming where they're trying to ignite it? Because something's happening here. I'm very aware of it. It's been going on for a while. It doesn't scare me or anything, but it's very annoying. And maybe that's their goal.
Okay, so great question. Outstanding job. Thanks for doing this. You help us so much in all the topics you participate in, because you're sorting things, and you're not overwhelming any of the shows for us. It's like, okay, I'm pretty sure I saw that. I'm pretty sure I experienced that. Thank you so much, Robin. So for the most part, the right side of your head is most likely transient information. So I know many people do meditate off the right side. If you are meditating on the right side, this is really just a design, an engineered design of this type of human. The left side is also can be abducted, but you can clean it up easier. So if you can sort it, and we work really hard on this, great care is taken in this dialogue here. A lot of people have worked with so many people, scientists, and PRQ team. How do I stop this transient frequency coming into my head? Is basically your question. Because, the moon can be a transmitter. An LED light bulb can be a transmitter. They're all transient. You're all worried about your smart meters. But when you put them all together, it makes a mesh network, and the moon can manipulate it because it has an overlook on it. Go a little deeper on what you want to accomplish as far as what you're seeing come through your head. I really love this because this is really about, pretty sure there's this white noise coming through my left side. And sometimes I get it on my right side. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's mostly, I'm going to say it's mostly on the left side. But like when I was at work this week, this high-pitched noise out of nowhere. And it kind of felt like when you're in an airplane and your ears pop, but it was like really loud. And I looked around and I said, you guys hear that?
It was really tight, right? Like, yeah. Like a needle tight sound, right?
Yeah.
Like, the ping, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Does that sound normal that you should have to go through that?
No.
That's an attack.
Exactly.
So someone's trying to hurt you. It's an attack. The moon is not necessarily the root cause analysis. It's how these individuals are using the moon. I'm do my best. Let me see if I can find some television shows to help you. The original Trump meetings, when he did conferences in his first presidential election, you'll see him gritting his teeth. That's what he's going through. He's getting zapped, and he had to grit his teeth to stay in the body and produce the next articulation of words. Notice now you don't see him gritting so much. He's actually... So that body has gotten a little stronger, plus he's gotten more reinforcements. Well, you're doing the same thing. Notice there's times where you can't quite speak exactly the way the knowledge came through you. You lost control of the sentence. Is that fair?
Yeah, and that usually happens sometimes when I do my radio show. I've noticed that. I've actually talked to a few people about that.
I work an hour before the radio show just to be able to talk to you now 5 hours later. So once I get it cleaned up, I do pretty good depending. I don't get as many tough guys coming on these radio shows now because they end up being taken out. But you'll notice when you do your radio shows and you're talking about information that is prevalent, notice that you get more attacks?
Yes, I do. And like today, after I spoke with you on the phone, I went outside to look in my backyard, and my my greenhouse blew away. And I'm like, what? And this whole winter, we've had some major storms, and that thing has held up through everything. And then today, just out of the blue, just flew away. I did get it back, but it's in pieces.
We lost power in the building I'm in the minute the show started.
It's so crazy. I love a good sound.
Not the entire power system. No, you're not going to have power. So right. You'll start. Gotcha. Everyone will start catching. Well, some of that is a really big help. And yeah, the moon is still a very big issue, unfortunately. So if you do read material that says, I've been talking to the moon commander and everything's under control, it's complete garbage. If you have a moon in reality, then there's still a problem. The moon shouldn't be here. So as long as you have a moon, you have problems.
And I can feel it too. Also, on the flip side of that, we've seen quite a bit of activity with chemtrails. Now, I've seen a lot of X's in the sky, so I'm feeling like it's the good guys on some days. But other days, when I see whatever it is they're spraying spread, like yesterday, I was coming out of the grocery store, and I ran into a friend, and I was looking up, and they said, isn't that a beautiful sunshine? I said, yeah, but I'm looking at all the chemtrails. Do you see that? And they looked at me like they had no idea what I was talking about. And I realized, I'm talking to a clone. They have no idea what.
I catch myself all the time. I go, oh, you should have your son lick grandma to heal her from cancer. Like, excuse me, he's five. I'm like, oh, never mind. I screwed up. Never mind. You're not even close to where we're at. So, yeah, the X's are usually, not always, usually a grid to trace the ships that are coming in to hurt us. So there are some chemtrails that are positive, but, you know, Ron and I went round, who's going to take this one? You can see that I got this one. There are many chemtrails that do not help humanity, but they also do trace the vessels that are going through they go through a cloaking system, and their cloaking system, they're trying to install mind control, thoughts, timeline, many different deliverables for their own agendas. So I wouldn't hang your hat in their agenda that chemtrails are bad is because they're getting caught with them. You should be able to see that. Orion is bad and the Pleiadians are good is another example. So obviously if someone is telling you the Orion wars were very positive. I cannot find much positive. There's nothing positive about the Pleiadians that I can see. I'm doing my best to explain it. Been there a lot, guys. I'm not kidding. Not selling t-shirts. The chemtrails are really, you know, they're again playing with duality. If we keep, do we let them take over our minds? I mean, it's up to you guys. What do we want to do when we can be from our heart every single living minute?
Exactly. And be in the here and now and always be present in what you are doing and creating. It's
Robin,
wonderful to stay that way.
Robin, you're living proof, and I thank you for the call. Robin is definitely a leader for all of us. Thank you, BBS. I'll keep rolling here. I could talk to her all day long, and well, I guess that's why I'm doing her show. So let's see. 3 minutes. I'm getting gaffed way ahead of time. What kind of clock do you guys have? Gosh, it is 3 minutes. It's been an incredible day, everyone. Mike, I really want to talk to you again. And Shelly, I really want to talk to you about Q jokes regarding clones. There's so many fun. You test them out, you guys. Clone jokes are great. You just say things twice and see if they recite them back to you. Just go, I'd like a gallon of milk. And then they'll go, how much milk do you want? So you can tell they're not home, everyone. So clones are fun. PBS knows a little bit about that. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to so many hours of me today. And it's just a privilege and honor to work with ForThePeople.space. You got a lot of tools there, everyone. PRQ team, thank you so much. You guys, the only way I'm alive is I think they go rob people and give me money. I don't know how they do it. BBS Radio, and everyone that's called in today, I love you, and the girls that helped me today. I love you, everyone. I love you so much. Let's keep going forward here. We got plenty more to do. Beautiful day to you all. Good day.